This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oscar Pistorius made bail today. He was arrested a week ago for the shooting death of his girlfriend. And you have probably heard about this story, right? In fact, you've probably heard a lot about this story because the media frenzy is in full swing, dredging up memories on the cable news circuit of the glory days of the OJ trial, which has to be good for the business of media. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The Oscar Pistorius story is almost tailor-made for the media, says entertainment analyst Robert Galinsky.
Here comes a real-life hero, this guy who's overcome being a double amputee, and if something major like this happens, it's a bonanza for the media.
News networks have gotten very skilled at making stories like these into mega news events, says Aram Sinreich, a media professor at Rutgers University.
They all have this kind of car crash quality to them, like you don't want to look, but you can't turn away.
And that means big ratings and ad dollars, says Sinreich.
A great recent example of this was CNN actually saw a 74% ratings boost during their several-day coverage of the stranded Carnival cruise ship.
Those ratings bumps have now been baked into the business model of 24-hour cable news, says Robert Thompson, a professor of popular culture at Syracuse University. Thompson says networks learned how to make a news event into a media blitz during another famous athlete's murder trial.
Well, OJ, I think many people point to as the real moment when we reach the maturity of this kind of coverage. These kinds of stories, in effect, become cottage industries.
OJ's trial meant months of gavel-to-gavel coverage. Lawyers and witnesses became mini-celebrities and news stories themselves. Thompson says you just can't get that kind of mileage out of the Greek debt crisis or the dreaded sequester. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.